CUNY Radio.
My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Wednesday, May the 4th. All I gotta say is, my humps. It's hump day, baby. What's really good? This is the Daily Rap Podcast you know you need in your life. You know this. Today's show should be a great show. We're talking some hip-hop news, sharing my loud volume pick of the day. Plus, we're talking Kalani's Blue Water Road album, all right? Now, look, I don't ask for much, but I really do. Every day I kind of ask you the same thing. But can you please like these episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, or whatever you think is fair? I'm giving you the look. Most importantly, please share this episode. Maybe with like one person, two people maybe. All right, just share it. Because you are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow, okay? If you're listening to this podcast, chances are I got your math, man. If you don't want me potentially all up in your phone dancing, hit me up on the gram at Cool University. Send your comments, ratings, and all other things regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you doing? I can see it in your face. How are you today? I hope today's been good to you like it's been good to me. Gotta keep it real with you, man. This thing of ours may be a little ahead of its time. If I can't keep it real with you, who else am I supposed to keep it real with? And releasing these episodes daily, pushing a lot of content through these platforms, sometimes the episodes get a little jammed up. Maybe not available on time. Maybe not available at all. And then all of a sudden it pops up. So I potentially lost a lot of you on board with me yesterday. But I just want to let you know, sometimes it happens. When I text you in the morning and I send you, you know, the little picture that says that the episode is live, if you click that link, it brings you to cooluniversity.com. And from there, it gives you a few different platforms that you can choose to listen on. You know, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, a lot of things or whatever. So just so happened, in case you click a link and maybe the episode is not live, if you love me like you say you do, I mean, you do say you love me, right? Do me a favor, just check another platform. Give me a chance. Give me a chance to make it up. I'm really doing a lot throughout the day to try to stick with you and keep you informed daily on this hip hop SHIT. So cut me a little slack, won't you, please? Huh? Come on. I cut you slack. I saw you eating that you wasn't supposed to eat today, huh? Put it down, okay? We were supposed to be being healthy, getting our summer bodies ready, and look at you. Nah, I'm just playing. Yo, man, enough of that yapping in the sob story business. Let's get to our freestyle of the day. Pardon me, had to go get my together. Now that I did it, ribbit, I'm with whatever. Cloud every climate, they're changing with the weather. I know a clown, the whole alphabet, could pick a letter. I done beat all odds, won't preach about a limit. Never wouldn't be creating fake accounts if you was living better. Far as the East Coast, I'm cereal if you do ballistics. Son of the free dose, think about dropping two for Christmas. New Year resolution is to prove statistics. She burned me one time, I'm cutting, girl, I'm superstitious. Born in the 80s, yet I'm futuristic. Spread out with a tip and hoping the trooper missed it. Hate all you wanna, I remain regardless. 20-something men in rapping circles around your favorite artist. I heard your album, Flaming Garbage, a famous target. Effortlessly killing, they spent a day a novice. We lost the ball team and the Reaper came as promised. Felt like the angels forgot us, my blessings came in commas. Live in the moment when your name the hottest of the cool off. Learn how to pace yourself, you'll be here longer, lyrical boss. Stomping grounds in any town, identical tours. Chopper rounds, I'm toxic now, new chemicals toss. Dealing the flurry product, a killer cutty. Releasing in threes like Alan Miller Curry. I know your kind get strong on confetti with don't cheer the leader and pom poms get buried. I rule with a heavy hand and Don Juan already. I bounty 100 grand, a time bomb. I'm petty, I'm back for you to call again. Instrumentals for slaughtering, hit me and put your order in. Boom, I damage organ when I get back in the tournament. Vomit just from the thought of it, made a lot, but it's more to get in and out of the border. Lloyd Banks, man, on freestyle. I had to. You know, you had a birthday that just passed a few days ago when I kind of wasn't talking with you. So I didn't have the chance. So God damn it, I took the chance back today. All right, back on the 30th of last month, our guy Banks turned 40 years old. The PLK is now the OLD. It's like, shout out to Banks. Just announced he is dropping the sequel of The Course of the Inevitable this summer. So please look out for that. And even if you don't look out for it, you know we're going to talk about it right here on CUNY Radio. That freestyle of the day was brought to you by So What's the Scenario, the hip-hop based debate game for 4 to 8 players. Just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk strategy, and music discovery. Great for any game night. And if you think you know about this music stuff, this is great for you to show it off. As of right now, you use my code COOL, that's COOL, you're gonna receive free shipping, man. All right, so what's the scenario? That freestyle right there kind of leads us to today's mathematics, all right? 1984, we're gonna talk about what's so special about today. Breakdancing themed musical film directed by Joel Seberg and written by Charles Porker, Breakin' was released, all right? Now the tone is kind of set in like this multiracial hip hop club radio tron. Based out in MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, many of the artists and dancers from said documentary included Ice-T. Come on, you know, who makes a small little film debut as a club MC. You got Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers went straight from breaking and entering to a star in Breakin'. Ain't that something? This man had had a prior life. Now, critics, you know, Roger Ebert praised the dancing and the chemistry of the stars, but slammed the movie's screenplay and its supporting characters. Now, how do I feel about that? You know how it goes. You know how these critics are. You know what we do. We think we know everything. We really know nothing. And it shows how much that he knew, because look how important this movie is to our culture. You know, he didn't understand hip hop then, probably won't understand it now. So yeah, Breakin' the movie came out today, 1984. We also have a birthday, man. Shout out to the classic, man. Jidenna turns 37, man. That song was a slight banger, right? Ran the world for a second. I'm a classic, man. You got other songs too, but I don't know. I don't think he ever escaped that particular song for some reason. Seeing that he was born in Wisconsin also threw me off a little bit. I don't know why. I thought he was more cultural than that. No. Let me stop. All right. Stop. Cease. I'm on a roll today. You know, he spent a lot of time living in Nigeria, but you know, he's too light skinned, right? I don't know. I can't see the other way. Shout out to the classic, man. Turns the big 3-7. 1993 also, Run DMC dropped Down with the King. Now, this one's a little funny to me, because it's like, it reminds me of, remember when Smokey Robinson dropped that song where he's like wearing a hoodie and he's talking about selling rocks? Remember that? I don't know, but this was the project where Run DMC shed the Adidas and the leather coats and the, you know, the hats, and tried to go Onyx on them. I'm talking about the all black with the boots, you know, to show the bald heads. You know, I just thought they were always more classy than that. I don't know. It was hard for me to watch them fall into this gangsterfied kind of persona. But, you know, listen, the song was fire, though. Down with the King was fire. The album was produced mainly by Pete Rock, Q-Tip. You had EPMD on there. Naughty by Nature got a little production on there. Jam Master Jay, of course. The Bomb Squad. Jermaine Dupri even got a little love on there. Thanks to the title track, the album was certified gold only 2 months after it dropped. The title track also peaked at number 7 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and number 1 on the top R&B and hip-hop album albums chart. Down with the King. So, today's mathematics, guys. All right, so, man, here we go. We're talking how the stars were out, dressed to the nines at the 2022 Met Gala. Hip-hop was in the building. Now, what I heard is if you are not invited, it ain't cheap. They say back in the day, tickets started at just $50. Now I hear one ticket, 35 G's and upwards of 300 grand for a table. Good Lord, that's a lot of money. How about you just let me stand here in the window and take a peek? How about you let me just get dressed and just walk the carpet and go back home? That's my Chris Rock voice. Good Lord, that's a lot of money. First of all, I do want to say, like I said, how dope it is for hip hop now to be included in these like high society kind of things. I bet the forefathers did not think they would be allowed to wear ridiculous outfits in hobnob. Hip hop came such a long way from the Bronx, huh? Anyway, the event is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The annual fundraising event, which also features the celebrities in attendance wearing their most prestigious threads. Now, it's finally back to being held for consecutive years after it was canceled in 2020, of course, due to coronavirus. This year's theme is In America, an anthology of fashion, which the dress code being kind of gilded glamour, white tie kind of vibe. And this is a sequel to last year's theme of In America, a lexicon of fashion. Now, some of the people in our genre that was in attendance: Nicki Minaj, Future, Jack Harlow, Anderson .Paak, Swiss Beatz and all that. Megan Thee Stallion, yeah, Cardi B, I believe, in there. Roots drummer Questlove, a lot of cats, man. And I want to just address some of these fits, okay? Now, I am totally not the fashion guy. Like, you crazy? I get jiggy, boy. No, I'm not the high fashion guy, so feel free to tell me how much I don't know. Now, I know that the goal of this thing is like to dress to be seen, I guess, and dress to be talking about. Like Frank Ocean the other year had like a freaking green hair, like a green doll he like came with. So, you know what's going on here. Let's talk about the fits, you know, that I thought were in pocket. You had Megan Thee Stallion, very nice and glammed up. SZA looked really, really good. Cardi B looked really, really good put together. You know, Lizzo even looked really nice and even played the flute for your ass. Jack Harlow went with kind of like an all black thing. You know, nothing to make the papers, but I'm sure really nice and expensive. Swiss Beatz had on this nice little polo Yankee jacket I thought was pretty fire. You know, interesting choice to wear it there, but it was a nice jacket. Anderson .Paak. Oh, Jesus, had a real Edna from The Incredibles vibe going. Yeah, I'm not sure. Not rocking wigs is just, you know, I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet on a fashion tip. Future went with the legs out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. I never got into the suits with the shorts. I've never gotten into that. It reminds me of like a businessman who's like caught cheating and he just runs out in his like dress socks and shoes, runs out of the hotel room. That's what it kind of reminds me of. But I am a big fan of long sleeves and shorts. Okay, ask about me. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing right now. Nicki looked real zipped up in the leather so tight she had to struggle to tell the dude, I'm gonna slap you. You know? But anyway, shout out to hip hop for being so, so, so important and looking so damn good, all right? Let's get to our first record that needs to be played at a loud volume only. This comes from the West Coast, man, out of the TDE Army. You know, we got some new Schoolboy the other day, waiting on a new Kendrick project. But I'm talking about my guy Solo. That's the Black Lip Bastard. I'm not mean calling him that. That's what he calls himself. Ab Solo hasn't made an album since 2016, Do What Thou Wilt. And before the other day, hasn't even released a proper single in 2 years. But Ab Solo has recently been hinting at a new album and has even solicited a little Kanye West collaboration, I heard. One of the people I admire in this business for just staying true to his art, taking the time that he needs to do things the way he wants. But he dropped a banger, man. It's called Hollandaise by Ab Solo. All right. Played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio. Same song, new dance.
off my dick. Let me talk my shit. Let me show them how I feel for real. These niggas ain't ill. They ain't got no skill. They ain't got no will for real. I was 10 and 2 on Central Road trying to make my dream come true. Youngin' from Delamo trying to let y'all know just what we go through. I was back to back at the bastard shack for a pack of blacks. Ain't one no F. As a matter of fact, it was half of that. Stop going to church like what it's all worth. What would Jesus do if he was in these shoes? If Johnny pull up, I'm fucked. I'm drunk. Had Resi in the trunk. I was off that Jesus juice. Had the passion of Christ. I ain't need a Jesus piece. Just needed the people to believe in me. I ain't need an AP to put my city on an MAP. Was a fade away from banging the ECC. The OG told me stick to slaying them ABCs.
That's right, man. Absolo Hollandaise. I really like that record, man. I just love him. Maybe he just embodies what TDE is all about, you know, about having your own lane. He has one of those super cult followings that are just going to keep him in the game every chance. So shout out to Solo. I really hope you enjoyed that record. Hit the chat. Let me know what you think, man. Before we move on, like I said a couple episodes ago, CUNY Radio is now available on a lot of platforms. Overcast, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Public, and Stitcher. That's right. Just a few more places you can listen to CUNY Radio at, or in case they shut me down on one, I'm around the world, baby. You can't stop it. Let's get to some more news, man. Real quick, I want to jump on my soapbox stage for a second. I want to talk about Doja Cat. Yep. Not that whole people don't consider her a rapper, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about how she was jerked for Album of the Year at the Grammys now, okay? And there are other people who had dope stuff out, but I'm just talking about the people who were nominated that night. She was pretty much jerked. Now, the award was accepted by John Batiste, you know, the veteran, you know, jazz solo artist, soul artist and such, for his We Are album. Number 86 peaked at Billboard 200 with only a handful of mainstream reviews and credits. How he won, they say, it was voter momentum. He was a musician's musician, and he had a lot of industry connections, you know? So it's a lot of things I heard that kind of tied into him pulling it off. And the only reason why I'm not super tight is because he's black. That's the only reason why. Come on. I'll be honest with you, right? It's because he's black. So I'm happy for you, okay? And, you know, jazz is one of those kind of, you know, forgotten arts. So I appreciate it. But come on. As of today, Doja Cat rises to number one on the Billboard Artist 100 chart. Come on, man. Come on. She has now become the top musical act in the U.S. for the first time, thanks to five, not one, not two, not three, not four, not dial line, five charting singles on the latest Billboard Hot 100. Isn't that crazy? And her continued success from 2021 the album Planet Her. Woman now ascends to a new number 7 on the Hot 100 High, powered by 52 million radio airplay audience impressions, 8 million US streams, and 1,200 downloads sold from April 22nd through the 28th tracking week. Now listen, I don't really know what else to say. What else do you have to do? Had this conversation with my guy Ron of Cigars, my guy Skrilla, you know, brother of GB from the Cigars. And I'm like, I don't know what else you have to do. If you have 5 charting records that are bubbling across multiple platforms, not really sure what else you have to do from there. I'm talking about she's on Z100, Hot 97, 105, the new station, the block, WBLS. She's all across multiple platforms. I'm not sure what else you have to do to win that particular award. If she can win it, Jesus Christ, there's no hope for anybody. Now, the Artist 100 measures artist activity across key metrics of music consumption, blending album, what else? Track sales, radio airplay, streaming, kind of to provide a weekly multi-dimensional ranking of artist popularity. Like I said, 5 songs moving across 3 to 4 different formats at the same time, and the most popular according to Billboard, and no win? Come on, son. And that's all I have to say about that. All right, I'm off the soapbox. Let's get to our project that's on the table. Kehlani from the Oakland set, Water Blue Road. 3rd studio album off Tsunami and Atlantic Records. Shout out to Atlantic, put in that work. Sylvia Rohn. Serves as a lighter follow-up of her 2nd studio album, It Was Good Until It Wasn't, which debuted at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard 200. This one right here is executive produced by Pop Wenzel. Produced, you know, Your Love by Nicki Minaj and Numb by Rihanna. Little background, you know. She calls this a return to form. To me, one of the better lyrical bringing R&B singers. I always felt like her songs were really well written. Also, I got to go on record to say one of the best harmonizers in the game behind Brandy and such. You know, Brandy's like my number 1 harmonizing vocal artist, recording artist, like layering and stacking her vocals. I think Kehlani does a really, really great job doing that. So I wanted to get on my R&B tip for today, man. You know, it's Wednesday. It's Women Wednesday. I don't even know. I just made that up. But listen, I got a track right now from Kehlani. It's a banger. It features Blast, and it's called Any Given Sunday. CUNY Radio.
Are you working, baby? Are you working tonight? 'Cause I got a brand new bag, oh yeah. I just touched down in Miami Bay. Make it rain on your stage any given Sunday. The baddest bitch that's in the mirror wants to love somebody, start a right. Just talk for months about her, what she want to splurge and spoil all the fun. I'm throwing a paper tantrum at the club.
Are you working tonight?
Make it rain on your stage any given Sunday. This shit is presidential, got you stimulated. Till you are more than famous. Call me daddy. In front of all your bitches in the lobby. I'll let you come back to the room and smoke as much as you desire. Like it's presidential. Like it's my house. Like it's my crib. No skill, we talking about practice. No flame, I'm blowing out matches. Mustang, it come with no handles. She in love, I wonder what happened. Are you working, baby?
Are you working tonight?
'Cause I got a brand new bag, oh yeah. I just tell someone in Miami, babe. Make it rain on your stage.
Yeah. Fuck time back this week, I'm tweaking. Got a bag for a walkthrough last weekend. I shouldn't be here, but I'm deep in now. T-Pain song got me thinking.
Just be careful,
singing my song, looking dead in my eyes like that. Too early to be catching a vibe like that. These suburban trucks, we arrive like that. You
ain't seen as much in the sky like that. Might blow one blessing or two, but I just got one question for you.
Are you working, baby? Are you working tonight? Cause I got a brand new bag, oh yeah. I just touched down in Miami, babe. Make it rain on your stage any given Sunday.
Yes, sir, man. Kalani, Any Given Sunday. I really, really, really like, to be honest, I really like that. And I really like this project kind of as a whole. I think the feature choice is clean. A few, but nice. She got herself another link up with the Biebs. Her and Justin Bieber work a lot together, and they work very, very well together. I like that. I hope to get more from them. I think this project shows some vulnerability. Complex at the same time, you know. Seems like she expressed some regret through some of the records. I liked it though, not bitter, but more so like reflective type of vibe. Seemed to show her love for the ladies on this one, huh? Winky wink. More Than I Should is an example of that. Is a record called More Than I Should? I believe so. The song Melt also seems to that way lyrically as well. Production, some real dope old school sample flips. I love when these R&B singers take an old school rap beat and flip it. Big bass, ready for the summer weather, I think, you know, very smooth too. Really clean and something for everybody. I feel just has a good R&B tone. But also has a sneaky little top 40 vibe in there too. There's a couple songs. Songs like Alter really show that there's some top 40 presence in there as well. A window downer. I mean, you can rock this with the windows down, whether, you know, man, woman. In the middle, in the middle of that. Something that you could bop to. I can see a ton of effort, I think, was put into this record. Very well written. Now, look, man, Kalani did reveal that they will be releasing a 3-part docuseries entitled Blue Water Road Trip, where she took the production company on a road trip experience, you know, just to catch the music and nature and reflect on some important aspects of the journey. So look out for that, man. Blue Water Road Trip. And what do I know? I really don't know anything. So whatever you do, please go stream Kalani Blue Water Road and put some more tattoos on that girl. If there's any room, put them on her. Listen, I gotta make a couple moves. I truly hope you enjoyed today's show. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on The Voice of NCC 90.3, okay, where I play it cool tomorrow. Come on now, every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. If you're not in the Long Island area, what you can do is download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Even better news, let's just say you happen to miss it. Let's just say I'm not important enough to you and you can't catch it live. The episodes are now available. The replays are available on SoundCloud because you can't miss the greatest hour in hip hop and R&B radio. You could actually catch my website there too. I think it posts about 8. If I'm over at 8 o'clock, I'd say about 8:30 they are live. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Those episodes drop every Tuesday. We're getting them back to work. Their YouTube, they go live also 9 o'clock. I'm behind the camera there. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University. Okay. Send me a number. I'm going to hit you up with info about the episodes. Tomorrow, we're talking this action. Bronson, Coco Drillo, Turbo. All right. So look, fuck with me, man. From me to you. Have a great day and party responsibly. See you tomorrow.